Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. When you brought your kids home the first time, what was it about bringing them home that changed your husband's heart?
It was just a work of the Lord. You know, I think the more that the Lord started changing his heart toward being a dad that was hands-on, that would invest in his children, that would purposefully teach them and disciple them, you know, that did not come natural to him. He did not have an example of a man in his life discipling him, teaching him the word, you know, being patient and tenderly guiding, you know, like the Lord guides us. And so that was quite a challenge for him for several years.
Yeah.
You know, to wait for them to learn something instead of, you know, just having it.
Right.
You know, every child has different strengths and weaknesses. You know, when there were times where he would say, you know, are they going to learn? You know, are they learning to read? Are you sure they're going to get it? You know, and I'd be like, yes, just hold on. You know, you can tell they're right there, you know. And then when they did, he was like, this is so exciting, you know, like she's reading to me, you know? And so those were the, you know, the big moments, but the sweetest moments are, you know, when you're at the table and they're sharing the things they've learned, you know, and your husband is leading your family. He's praying with you, you know, he's praying over you. Mm-hmm. You know, he's reading the word with your family, you know, that those were just all answers to prayer, you know, and God continuing to show his faithfulness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all the time he's working in us as wives, you know, I mean, if we think that we have made it, you know, that we have arrived somewhere, you know, we are fooling ourselves because, you know, the Lord wants us to become more like him, you know, and respecting your husband is so important. Mm-hmm. And showing him that respect, especially in front of the children, you know, and being a team and having unity in your home, it brings such harmony. And so, you know, when you can encourage your husband, you know, and thank him in front of the children for, you know, going to work that day or for allowing you to homeschool your children, you know, for maybe reading a book with them at night, you know, whatever it is that you see the Lord doing in him that you just know is an answer to prayer. You know, every day, God wants to answer your prayers. And so, you know, if you are wanting to encourage your husband, if you want, you know, if you're respecting him, that will bring unity in your family faster than, you know, nagging for sure, you know, and begging and just trusting God, you know, and asking to change you, you know, Lord, change my heart so that I can respect my husband the way that you've called me to, so I can build him up, so I can encourage him to be the man that you've created him to be. He will rise up to that. You know, and so it's exciting when you see those things happening. You know,
God is so faithful. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.